When Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, in the middle of the Sif Aleph, let us just again start Sif Aleph, then we'll continue the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of the Sif. A person had a warehouse that was full of tvue or jugs of wine. Even though he is permitted to use this wine and this tvue on Shabbos, and the Chiddush is, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, is this would be considered mukter because it was put away in the neidah, and thus not to be used. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this would be mukter. But we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass him like Rabbi Shimon, that this is not considered mukter. So therefore, that even though the tabayayin were put into an oyster to be used at a much later time, one is permitted to use them whenever he wants. But also, but to empty this oyster, which involves tiche, it's an order to hold to empty out the warehouse. So it is also Elo Midvar Mitzvah. It is only permitted Midvar Mitzvah. The reason he wants to empty out this warehouse is for Midvar Mitzvah. The guy should be no Lachnotu to his home. He wants to use this mocking for Lachnotu to his home. So even though there is a teaching involved, he is permitted to empty out or clear out this warehouse. Now the Mechaber says further, so we learned over here yesterday. The Gaitas Mechaneu, how is he permitted to clear it out? How much is he permitted to take out? That means we are speaking about a tikkun. So what is he permitted to do? So in Hoya Hoicha Gordo, it was a large warehouse, Mitane Minono Hamesh Kufay, he can take out 5 kufos. Shem b'chol kufa shloisha tzoyin. In each kufa there are 3 tzoyin. So he's permitted to take out 15 tzoyin. In other words, 5 kufos. This is permitted even though he's going to take it out, and he goes out, takes it out of his hoist, and he has to go down the ladder, or he has to go and hoist down the scoopers, which is a teacher. But again, we are permitting this with Torah Mitzvah, and the amount of teacher, the amount he's committed to do, is 5 scoopers, and each kufa contained 3 tzoyin. What if the whole oyster is 5 kufa? So then there is a tenai that he is not permitted to empty out completely the oyster. No, he has to leave over 1 kufah, but he should not empty out the complete oyster. Why? Siema, welkom naar huis met Ruben. That means if you need to clear out the freezer before the freezer was full of cookies and no one saw the floor. Now, the taking out the cookies, if they're going to clear it out completely, the person might see some rumors, some holes in the concave. They give it, now everything is out. Now they're not 15 times to be matching with the gumoy, to smoothen it out, because the next load of yarn will come in. And that's also of money. So it seems they wanted to make a hacker, so they told them, you cannot completely empty the axle. So you have to leave over a cooker. If there's only 5 cookers, leave over a cooker. Shema yomi lahashmei gumeis. He might come to be mashmei gumeis. Now, let us see the vegetables in cotton hay. Chameis kukai b'lo yeser. Not more. Mishum tiche. Because this is a tiche. That means we will see later in Sif Gimel that each person is permitted to take out 5 kufis, not more. This is a strenuous avoider, and there were matter there. That's it. More than that, there weren't matter. So now this is God Lama. Shema Yavoi, but they say, but you cannot completely empty out this oita. Haino Shemo Yire Gumoy Bikakoi Toita, now that we took out the cabin and the twin, so now we can inspect the floor and we'll see that there are holes in the Kakoi Toita, the Yavilash Moisom, and he might come and smooth them out. Vafilu Ein Shom Elo Sholois Oy Alba Kutoi. If the whole content of the yoyse is 3 cookies, he can't take out all 3 cookies. He has to leave over a cookie. That seems that the chayli should be a hacker, that he should remember not to be mash the gumer. Well, that is true. So that's why we have this hacker. We have this hacker that he's leaving over. So that is the message he's going to get. He's leaving over one cooker. He's not taking out everything to remind himself that the Shabbat. And I think so this is a hacker that he should not take out, that he should not become to be matched with women. Ago, now we have here a limo. So, the machaber was speaking about that one is emptying out a hotel, a warehouse, and the purpose of emptying out the hotel is for a mitzvah. So even though this involves strenuous work, we committed him to take out 5 kukois from the oyster, and each kukai has 3 stalks. But they were mafodid to do this in Shabbat, mitzvah that mitzvah. There are shinwa and gimel, and there are more, and six hours. The whole shvut, now there's a law says they were master besides this union of Inui. Also, there's other shvutim that they were master with Tzayzah Mitzvah. Let's say you have a shvut with shvut the Moshe Mitzvahs. Moshe Gan Kain with Tzayzah Mitzvah. That means we said that there is we will not stay here to empty out an oyster for a mitzvah. We mentioned two mitzvahs, achnasas oichin. He wants to have people eating by him. Or mitzvah beishmedli, he wants to have that should be a mocking ponoi to learn, so these were two mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, if you have another case, that we are making with Tzayich mitzvah, Achnosos Oichen is called a mitzvah. But now he says something very interesting. When is it called Achnosos Oichen? The Loi Mikri Oichen, Elo Shinit Alchu Etloi Beteitoi, that they are guests by him. That means they don't live in the city. They come from out of town, and they're staying by him, they're sleeping by him, they're eating by him. That's called Achnosos Oichen. I'll tell you another case. A case that we have someone that came from out of town. He's sleeping by Reuven, and I invited him to eat by me. So this is called Aveda. Aveda means he doesn't have a place where to eat. And he's eating by me. So that's the going lot. And also there's him. But you have two people that live in the same town, woman and Shimon, they're the neighbors. The woman tells Shimon, come, we'll eat together at Seder. Fine. You invite Shimon, and Shimon eats by him. This is not called Achnosos Oichen. Since Shimon lives in the town, he has a place where to eat. I want him to eat with me, because I'm covered. You can do this. But with Mitzvah, this is not called Achnosos Oichen. And there were matter, he surely that I fall on. The mocking Mitzvah, this is not called the Mitzvah of Achnosos Oichen. Like Mitzvah Oichen, the ain't to that mitzvah like Siddur Krishna. That means the person who invited them, not called that he's doing a mitzvah of Nasu Tredim. This is called a Siddur Krishna. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The whole Swiss Ein Simenshin Dain Sivai, that were matter different Swissin, Bami Ravakum, or other Swissin, Lentoinach Eusin. The Baal HaBos, who invited them to come, he's doing the mitzvah. By Shabbos HaZal, the Dibay Lach Nosu Zoychen, Yoychen Me'ak Bolas Medoshine. So this is called if you have a person who is no place with his day, and I'm inviting him to eat by me, that's my yedik. The Baal HaNosu Zoychen, Rabbi, one day the Mother Gemeister, Bocher came, this was many years ago, to the Mere Yeshiva, then the Hashimah from the last year of Hinkle. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. And yes, someone wants a good time, doesn't want to stand him too much. He wants a good time to visit him. He says, go before Meile, you visit 10 minutes, you're coming. Well, then he goes to Meile. So he comes in, and he's sitting there, he had his hat on and everything, he tells us to sit down. Then he goes out, he took off his hat, he took off his jacket, he starts talking with it, he offers him something. So he started drinking. He said, the Rosh Hashim is not going to Nabi Meile. No. Why not? They were close to 38 in the Kabbalah to Nashtinia. So he was mad for reading. Go to the end of the Rosh Hashim, please, Nabi Meile. I won't perform him. This is how a person who lived with this book made. Yeah.
He said, these were called Meile.
He doesn't have much more to say. That's the criteria. I mean, if he wants to go to the cops, and somebody he can say he's a place with to say, that's what he's against. Okay, so he also doesn't have a place to say. He also doesn't have a place with to be. I don't choose him. When we come back in, in Mazmin, not because we're going to see like this, we have a Hesel of a Chmosser Toichem, and for each Oizeya that's coming, we're emptying out an Oit or something else, for each Oizeya, we're permitted to take out 5 cookies. Each person should take out 5 cookies and empty it out. It should be a great room to sit. So we look at each person that goes under. If he's a Leiter, I can the Chazal will not tell a shmur or piniyosa. I look at the thing, a person who lives in the city, that's what called a chnosu fecham. When we come back in, imagine rabbeinu shidyavoi lekovet ha'ayla. Very interesting. You have a halakot, and he has an ayla big Talmud Chochem. And he feels that this Talmud Chochem, they're going to eat together if they don't have they won't have the conversation. He's a big Talmud Chochem. What am I going to speak with them? So he has a neighbor, a big Talmud Chochem. He says, listen, this one is coming to be by me, this Talmud Chochem. Please come and eat together. So please, so that person, since he's coming, so that's called also Achnosis Oichem. So I can empty out the space for him also. That's the Hiddish. We come up with Mazmin Chabele Shiyove in the Shmoyt Oichem, Oz Gamunach Shiv Koirei Achleim in the Shoy Vosham in the Shtila. We Masude Ba'atma Yitudat Mitzvah. We just said before the Tzayzach Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Mephaneh, even though it's a kirche. But that sheet is a shoyl of anis from the chesh b'kulam. So then you have the mitzvah of Susan's mitzvah. It's a bliss, it's a shadow of a bach, it's whatever it is. So then you have this mitzvah. Steve Bates. Shemefane eilu alba oichomesh kupoy. Now he says, one is permitted to take out from this oyster 4 or 5 kufray. Davi, lo yechal kein kufray k'tanayt, so don't empty them out in smaller kufrays. Lo yilichem b'harvei pa'omim, so it'll be lighter. Kedei lohokil ha'matzoi, v'gnei shemalvet v'hiloch ba'avsha b'lusetzvei. There's 2 problems there. One problem, you're talking about Toinach and Shabbat. So now we have to measure in Toinach, there's 2 in Yonin. There's 1 Toinach that is a heavy matui, but Lima Hisa, you're not traveling back and forth 10 times. You're only going to do it for 5 cookers and you're finished. We're going to put it in smaller cookers, so you're going to make 20 trips. So the mountain of the hill is a greater building, great job is by making these cookies, which are heavier, but you won't have to be mountain of the we gave a shear how much? Chomesh cookies today. Chomesh cookies, and each cooker holds solid soil. Later we'll see the Mr. Bull will give the dimension. Yeah. They shema the fuel stuff for 1 lamb should move to play. Eima alva a chomish kukai shemapane. Now we just said that 1 is permitted to empty half of an acre, 4 or 5 kukais. Hainu la oilech echo. For 1 oilech, I'm permitted to take out 4 or 5 kukais. In order to say the same place where to sit. Rimbouloi halvei, what if he has a lot of oichim, mefane kishir azeh, lechol oireich meireach. So then, each Either the thumbs, we have the head, I can make place for you, and then I can take out for each of their 4 to 5 coupons. Also, that, so you find the head of the coupon. That's what this. That what we said for each either he could take out 4 or 5 cookers, not one person should do the whole job. Have to show them this is too big a piece in chapters. One person should take out 20 cookers. No. That is also. That means each yachting is permitted to take out 5 cookers. But you can see for your tailor, there's a much greater teacher. And with the less that you find them, each one should be the final for himself. But after you find the body, what someone else can do it for him. Now, we'll see, there's a more. A very interesting mice over here. Hago, Chavyesh Shel Yayin, Shuro Al Agola. And a wagon came Erev Shabbos, and it wasn't the wagon was loaded with barrels of wine. Now, also Lohiridon B'Shabbos, you can't take them down in Shabbos, this is a tire, and it's not permissible. In Loi Lechvoin Oichon, again, unless you're going to empty this wagon, and the Oirim are going to sit there. Some are laid so that then you're permitted. I let the Oirim in the Tave Kinefana or Oita. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to say over the Zakimashit brings down a very interesting story. We'll have to just understand the door a little better. Someone brought a wagon load of barrels to the shop before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Look, they have this whole wagon load, he's there with his horses, but he's And it was too bad, and it was, came there, right? The Shabbos at 6 o'clock, and he came 5 o'clock, and people are starting taking off the barrels. And it's already Shabbos, they didn't finish taking off the barrel. No, this person who has this Hagolah, the Baal Hagolah, what's happening now? Shabbos, he can't do it. He said, what do you talk about? You can't do it. I have horses over here. I'm saying the whole shop is your thing. If you won't take it off, then you have to pay me for all the enjoys of the horses and everything else. I would say your whole shop is, I'm going to give you a big bill. Take it off. So Ravi Ezri was there, Bishat Meister, and he did not say that he did not give a heta to take it off, and he did not tell a goy to take it off. Finished. So it would be a big price. My toy shop, this guy leave them a big bill. But they had a goy for wine, whatever it is. But now they think that the bill is going to be much bigger because they have to pay for the stay of the goy and the horses for Shabbos. Well, that's the price that that they're going to pay for Kvod Shabbos. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll get it a little better. Shehugu, Afilu be'erev Shabbos. This was brought erev Shabbos. The Imlai Kain, who wasn't brought erev Shabbos, B'lachor Yisurim, Shem Shemavah Mechutu Tchum, Shem Shemavah Shem Chavei. So we're speaking about that it came erev Shabbos. They were brought and he wanted to drink from them. In Shabbos, one is not permitted to take down, unload the these parables. This is a tikh, and this is under the chayil. We should under the chayil and tikhi yisayin. Elohim shay shom mimenu shayin mit alagoma. If you want wine in Shabbos, you know what you do? You go on the agola, you take a bottle, you fill up with one of the pounds of barrel, you go down. But it will be very convenient to take down the barrel. No. You need no effort to take down the barrel. The only matos is in the father. And this is now you're emptying out a wagon. It's only mutter for this. What's with the wine? You go up, take wine each time. Unless Vim Elisha be Indian Achel, Buddha Hlishtaik Mimeno, it's impossible to go on the Agola and take down the wine. Show him a conquer. The Midnight Great Shabbos, so Bechual Tvamit, I mean, the only way I'll have wine in Shabbos, by taking down the barrels, and I need all these barrels, that is permitted. I can't do it by going on the wagon. Lechvayd Oich. So Lechvayd Oich mean that you're going to use the agola as a plate for Oichim to eat. So Lechvayd Oich mitesh from Soyin Otho. That means we were matter by cookies, and each cooker has a volume of three stuff. So that was mutter. But more than that is also my shekosa the sigal originator. Test of soyin who you want to know what the dimensions are. In my chovit, if you have a barrel that's ammo al ammo, let's say you say an ammo is 22 inches. The room ammo the gimel of the boy, that is the shear of test of soy. Now we'll go back to our story. We said over a story from the Viesli that if they won't take it all, there's going to be a hefty bill they have to pay for this Malagola and the horses. In Mutabazar, Milo, and the Yehudi, I'm the Simon Shildayan, the Simon Shilam, the Dalit. And there is a machlokes. If the hefted merube, it is mutter to sell a goy. You need a hefted merube. This is a shvut. The shvut, but the machlokes hefted merube. There's a machlokes a poiskim if this is mutter. Period. The im in the Yehudi we ask my poiskim be Shabbos and come limchis be on Muslims. There's a goy does it by himself. I don't have to tell him anything he shouldn't do it. And he brings down another heter, I won't tell the guy, just tell the guy to come here. The guy comes and he sees the wagon, and I don't tell him one more word, but the guy knows I called him for. And he does it by himself. He was talking about a shrink, the shrink from a connection, comes to his Lord, he's a rock, this is permissible. Then they blake it be Shabbat. Chmon and the throne of the fire on Shabbat. So now, I'd like to give a little agadome to see Alan to understand a little bit what the halach is of the sea. If there's a fire burning in someone's house, and we won't permit him to take out into the yard, to take out things into the yard. And the husband, there's no chilul Shabbos with the tomatoes around the yard. Take out. So theoretically, there shouldn't be any problem. What's the problem? Because we're talking about the take out, the carry out, the food, another thing. L'chayrat should be mutter. But Chazal were afraid if he's going to start taking out an island bridge, if he's going to start taking out and removing now, he will get so involved with this process that he's doing, like it's very not childlike what he's doing, and there's a fire burning, he might come to extinguish the fire. Oh, well, let me see. He's now, there's a fire and he takes doubt, and he might unintentionally come to Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal gave guidelines. You're not allowed to take out everything. You're allowed to take out, if it's Friday night, you're allowed to take out Muslim Shalish. That's it, what you need for yourself. And that's what you're allowed to take out for Suda, yeah? Whatever you need for the Suda, Friday night, Shabbos, Shalish, you're allowed to take it out with the dishes. We'll see later. So he knows that it's Shabbos, he won't get so engrossed and involved in this process of getting everything out of the house, so that will be festival from Chilul Shabbos. Now, there was one more problem they were afraid of. They were afraid of kibbutz. They were afraid of a Chilul Shabbos most. Again, if he's involved in taking everything out, because his yard is too small, so you might come and take it out to the Shusah Abbot. So, because of these problems of Chilul Shabbos, they told him you're only allowed to take that one problem with Kippur, you know, the problem with Eitor. So they told him you're only allowed to take out three Shusahs, and that will be sufficient to remind them that the Shabbos won't go overboard. Now let us see the Muhammad. Love more lake of Shabbos, a fire fell in Shabbos. He moved a line of kingdom student, if it's at night, and because of the Suda of Leo Shabbos, Yochel Lahatu Kidei Mosin Sholesh Suda, he's allowed to be Matu Mosin Sholesh Suda. Haloi Mahotam Mahotam. He's allowed to take out for the behemoths also. So other things, why not to take out from the behemoth? Because there's a problem. The dead person is not permitted to eat before the behemoth gets eaten. So he needs to take out for the behemoth in order that he should be able to eat his meat. So that's allowed to take out for the behemoth. There's a machloike if he takes out for the behemoth. Others say he takes out what the behemoth will meet Shabbos. The behemoth is not his little Cholish Sibir. So whatever the behemoth needs for Shabbos, that's what he should take out. The behemoth could be to get away with two students. How about Kaponim? Anyway, Haloi Lebehemoth Lebehemoth. Uzi Shachis, what happens if the fire started in the morning? So then, one student was eaten already, and wasn't stayed to this. Oh, Beminche, he said to the second Suda, Muslim Suda Achas. So then he's about to take out one Suda. But the Machadus is right, the Vidaskin, B'nei Havai, this guideline that you're only permitted to take out Muslim Shomri Suda, B'nei Havai Shat Lake of Boy. In the house where the fire is burning, and again, we're afraid he might, because his bowl is burning, he's taking out of it, he might come and make sure of Shabbos. But he's too raised, Mishum be ikal amechish, they can be afraid. Shami teich shed kaludi bahaskola, they're completely involved in rescuing from the house. Yishkuchu HaShabbos V'chabu. So they'll forget about Shabbos and they'll extinguish the flame. We'll see later this Shabbos might come like a tour. Avu Batin HaKloiv. But you have a house that is near there. But it's not the marvelous near there. They're afraid the fire might spread there. But at the present time, nothing's burning there. So there's no hollow, there's no tumult by the Batim HaKloiv. So they can take out everything from their house. because they're not cold. That means they are not, if the house is burning, they're not taking the house, is it? Or like putting up the fire, he might carry heat. The senses are not the, we're talking about the house is burning now. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about, Machaya. Yeah, the structure is burning. Now, so they bring down from Hamilton Kerelis. The listen to what says, now he says, but next door, what in a craven means that, we're not speaking about Nathan or Gnaglock, we're speaking about Mossy. Next door, this house, right? So, when we hit one house that has 20 apartments in the house, and one apartment is burning, that doesn't have a different apartment like crazy. That's one house, and they don't have the hassle of taking out commercial. Now, let us see the extra board. Yochel Ahatu, I will come to see you dollars to Hatu me buy to a Chotze Shamoi. Yes, I'm in Yochel Oiti commercial. And his Chotze, with his long Shasha Mohito, so then he can take out more. That will be later if you know. Of the Shachin Muslim. Abbas Kosa, this is Amoya de Kabash, which is the gayer of also. The Bach says that we say in the morning, so we can only take out two students because he ate the soup that night and take out two students. Plus the Bach, the Mu La Acha Hatoye. What is it in the chatzis? And he didn't eat the first student Shabbos yet. The first day student. Afilu imadayin loy ochel ein matzo ki mozun student achas. The Bach is a moizik yechumra, which is negeya olavot. The Bach says the mitzvah of student rishayne in Shabbos by day is still chatzai. You go to a shul and you come home after chatzai. I got news for you, Rabbi. You weren't the kind to really shine down. Really goodbyes. Well, because the Godim is not quick for them, but this is the Shita Sabah that you weren't the kind of No. Maybe it's better than nothing. That's for sure. That's the Amalei Kabbah. Well, okay. Yes, it's all fine. The people don't want to talk to but it's Amalei Kabbah. So the moral of the story is: don't choose to ask before you come home. So that each response will be before that day. Shazloin kefoy, lotzaloin now. Balkain Vaday Bowls. That means in the house, in the fire is burning, he's comfortable. Be shown in a way, and if you're going to tell him he can take out everything, he's also healthy. The email, there's a way of the kids, Mr. Blue over here, who will evaporate a little. He's saying a mouthful over a bit. The email, Khan or Selina Lahatu, Kidei Shalom Yechabe. So we're telling him, you're only allowed to take out three students, not more. Because if you're going to take out more, you can be so involved with the taking out, you might come to be with him. They got the maid, so he asked, Martinin Latsiloi, Kidei Shalom Yechabe. Now, by a maid, if a person dies, he's in the house, I'm allowed to take out the maid. He's not talking about it. So, the thing is, you're allowed to take out the maid. Why? Because if I won't be mounted to take out the maid, you know what this person is going to do? You have to show him up, and I can listen to the explain for me. I can't take out the maid, so I'll extinguish the fire. I am Shabbos, let the tomatoes burn when the Shemesh arrives. So there, Chazal understood, if you will not be matzah to take out the maize, it'll be machabes and maizen. Here, okay, we'll just, gabi maize, matirim, matirim, reishu, eichabas. Maish kosim reishim, in shim yizal. Kosu atreish, zibir naish, odom, bohu, kol of tzvei, yisrei, katomos. Lekach, itzri, usuchu, mahata, kideishu, eichabas, the maize. If you're gonna put out the letter of the law to listen to it, don't take him out, it's not the one yet. So he won't listen. Aval kan ze ein odom bohu kol kach. He's not so bohu. Afilu le natu le yovi le chavik but maybe. So the mele, so the word matter in to take out everything, because he's not bohu. Bim natu le chayshina and shema mitech, and if we will be matter, shema mitech, to doshe yishka vichate es hasleikin. But there's a moment how also from the Shlomit Alman Olach, how Chazal understood the Dat Bnei Adam. We're saying as follows. You have a person that is a mate, remember, the Torah says he's there, then the fire is burning, there won't be matter to take out the mate. We cremated the mate, since he should. Chazal understood the story quickly, and if he won't be matter, he won't listen until the chief reached the place. So my neighbor, they were matter to take out the base, was saying the stupid thing. Here, he won't do the basis. He won't do his design, not in other world, on my brain, they come down. So my neighbor, so he will put down the letter of the law. So listen, the maze is, we know he didn't want to do it. So that'll be, but that's all the matter. We should take out the more things he might come. Because things are to be mechabe. Right. We don't have slime with almonds. Let's talk about a scenario. Person that had a beautiful house. Doesn't it buy insurance? If the house is a wealthy person, whatever he has is in the house is going to burn down. He's going to become overnight from a wealthy person to a poor person. And then he becomes probably have to pay prices. But it's mind boggling. But after BK, Raul relied that the kind of a year. If it comes to money, he'll be able to be discovered, he won't do it because Mechal of Shabbat for money, it's different. We're not talking about $10, we're talking about his whole wealth. For this, a person is still by his senses, and he can be discovered under the historian, and the council of the middle, they weren't master to rescue all. We'll see the besides the show. We'll see other things by looking at things that will be further. That is this halacha. And not too much. Yes.